Moncrief on News Talk.
The Paddy Power Comedy Festival kicks off next week. Julie J will be appearing on Saturday the 26th at 4:30 p.m. in Whelan's Comedy Cellar and at 7 p.m. as part of the Crackden, while Colm O'Regan will be emceeing in the Ivy Gardens on Sunday the 27th at 7:30. And by an amazing coincidence, they're both with us in the Lighthouse Cinema. Good afternoon to you all.
Sure, we were passing the way. We
thought you might as well.
Yeah.
Is it, like, do you know each other? Are you friends?
Oh, yeah. We go way back, don't we, Colm?
I was on her second date,
second date with my husband. Colm, you tagged it all along. You didn't perceive it was a date.
Oh, I was just, I didn't realize, you know when you don't realize you're the third wheel, and then afterwards you go, was I the third wheel there in that situation?
Yeah. So when we started shifting, that's how he knew. He said, that would be a clue, something's right. going on here.
Fred was gigging at my club in Kilmainham, and Julie lived around the corner, and they were just hanging out. And it was like, it's great, we're all around together, great hanging out. And I was, you know, I felt they weren't really listening to all my hilarious anecdotes as much and seemed to be focusing on each other. And then as I kind of walked away from the situation, I went, wait a second. And that was their second ever date.
Yeah.
So I feel like I brought them closer together by giving them something to talk about after I left.
Absolutely.
They could say, was he ever going to leave? And so you can thank me for your marriage and your two children.
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a united enemy to bring a couple together. I was laughing listening to Declan there, Absolutely Incredible. I cannot believe that song is 20 years old.
I know. Yeah.
But you know, back in the day, I had a former fame and he insisted that that was our song. And I used to have to say to him, but my name is Julie. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Sarah?
It's very disturbing when music that you think is still young music is very old. Like, there's an AIB ad at the moment where Fight Like Apes is the soundtrack to it. But they're all dancing to it. Like, do you remember when we used to dance to this back when we were children? And I'm like, I was a fully grown man worrying about stuff when that song came out. That song came out last year and it didn't. It's been a while, 2009.
It is scary when the remix comes out and you're like, but I recall the original.
Or somebody says, I was leafing through my granddad's old Nirvana records. That's the kind of, that's the moment.
Yeah.
God, that is depressing.
Well, because that happened to me when I worked in a lovely school in Newquay. I worked with this fabulous girl from Mayo. And I really thought we were peers because there's something... By the way, I should signpost, I am a teacher by trade. I'm currently a comedian, but also a teacher by trade. I know nobody's looking surprised because there is such a whack of moon tour off me. But I can remember when poor old Dolores died. And this teacher, who I thought was... Because a staff room's kind of an ageless place. You know, you're all in it together. I thought she was a peer. And then she started telling me how upset her mother was. I said, here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, she turns out she was like 15, 16 years younger than me.
God. And how does that work? Because Julie's married to Fred Cook, the comedian. So how does that work when there's a big, like... a comedy orgy going on,
with
the kids and everything.
No, it can be really tricky, to be honest, now, because obviously the two of us are on the road the whole time. So even now, Fred recently suggested getting an au pair, which I think is just code for him having an affair. And I'm grand with it. I am. No, I'll tell you, it is tricky. Now, we did Edinburgh, and we will not be doing that again for a while, where we had the kids, and we were actually passing the kids to one another. He was emceeing, and I was doing a set. And then I was behind the curtain, and I could hear Fred trying to entertain the kids. And I said, can you just mind the kids for 5 minutes from the stage? So that was when we said we need to stop bringing the kids to gigs. Like, this isn't healthy for anyone.
And he literally lost control at once. They did a gig, or Julie did my gig for parents with babies.
Oh, I forgot.
And Fred was supposed to be minding the toddler, and he just lost him, and he wandered out and saw Mammy doing comedy.
It was
grand because the ground was full of babies, so it was okay.
But it was like that film Baby's Day Out. Do you remember that one where the baby's just going around Manhattan? Like, literally the baby was just at the door as I was doing the set, but it was great fun all the time.
And how does a gig for parents and babies, how does that work?
Well, it's just comedy for grown-ups and babies happen to be there. It's in the morning. There are play mats on the floor. We got rid of the stage because of corner issues. children falling. you know, you just start seeing corners everywhere. And you're not like, Escher. This is like, you're afraid they'll hit their heads off it. And people go. And I've had, there was somebody there who, they were 3 weeks old and it was already their second gig because they were there in utero at the first gig. And then the mother had the baby came along at 3 weeks and was there for the second gig. Now, we always do a who's the youngest baby here? Because and then if we find somebody the youngest, they're the star. So some children have already been too old, like they've been cut out at 2 months.
They've aged out.
Yeah, exactly.
How many times have you both done the Paddy Power at this stage?
Well, it's the Ivy Gardens has been going for a while, yeah. Hasn't it?
Again, to make you feel old.
I know, a good few years, to be honest.
I think I remember it when the sponsors were like a horse and cart maker. That's how long it's been going. But I'd say it's probably the 10th year doing something in the Ivy Gardens across the various names.
Yeah, maybe the 6th or the 7th time.
And yet still there will be people there saying, I never knew this park was here. And it's a hidden park in Dublin. It's opposite the entrance to Coppers. That's how you know it.
But I imagine the people you're seeing on, in various venues has changed, because it was probably a lot of came through the old, played in kind of the central and all that kind of stuff, the old fashioned way. And then suddenly there's a new generation of, I just started doing crap on Instagram during the pandemic. And now
we're not resentful of them at all.
No, not at all.
Everybody puts in the hard yards. Some put in less hard yards. And that's fine.
It is. No, the scene has definitely changed. I mean, I think that's what's great about social media is that it's so democratic now. Do you know, people are building their own audiences and they're not necessarily waiting for a yes from other people. But it is mad. Like, we have a comedy club down in Dingle called the Kerry Comedy Club. We had Kyla Coppler. I was only saying this to Cullen, but we had Kyla Coppler last month. She only started doing stand-up in 2021. And when I heard this now, I did nearly drive my Yaris into a ditch. I said, listen, because once I do drive a Yaris, because once a teacher, always a teacher. Yeah. But it is mad how quickly, things can change. Like, I do think the scene is.
Yeah, it's really annoying about Kyla because she's really good.
Oh, well, I know. That's
But would you come along like every year and go, I don't know who that is, but they're huge.
Oh, for sure. There's always people like that. And like, they're a huge draw. They have a massive following. And I don't have a clue who they are because I'm just over here on Bebo. I don't know what's going on.
Thank you both very much for coming along. You'll find them both, of course, on Bebo. Colin O'Regan there and Julie J.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.